crimes, stealing jobs, and bringing drugs. They'll rape your mom. Beware the city's dazzling lights where dykes are waiting to steal your wife. Government camp Sharia law. Invest in gold, squirrel away food, stockpile guns, hoard your fuel. I stoke the fire in your paranoid core. I stoke the fire in your paranoid core. I feed on your fear. Jews, homos, Muslims, Chinese, playing militia in the trees. I stoke the fire in your paranoid core. I stoke the fire in your paranoid core. I feed on your fear.
Questa era Paranoid Core, il primo singolo estratto da Digital Garbage, ultimo album dei Madhani. Madhani che sono in tour in Italia proprio in questi giorni, mini tour italiano di 3 date che ha preso il via proprio ieri sera al mitico Locomotive Club di Bologna e replica questa sera a Roma e domani sera invece a Milano, con le date bolognesi e milanesi ormai sold out. Se tutto va bene, e io me lo auguro, dall'altra parte del telefono dovrebbe esserci Steve Turner, che è lo storico chitarrista della band. Hi Steve, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Nice talking to you. As I said, out of the direct, we already had a chat 5 years ago when you were playing here in Florence. So shame on you that you didn't come back in Florence. But it's okay. I'm joking. But I heard that your Italian tour is going very well, and 2 dates out of 3 are sold out.
Yeah, last night was really fun.
Yeah, last night you were in Bologna, right?
Yes.
And you were playing Digital Garbage, which is your latest record. I was playing the Paranoid Core, and it's a song that we played a lot on these FMs.
Oh, good.
E stavo raccontando a Steve che in realtà io l'ho intervistato 5 anni fa quando sono venuti a suonare qui a Firenze, erano al Viper Theater, non so, magari c'era anche qualcheduno di voi, e quindi l'ho anche bacchettato per il fatto che sono tornati in Italia e senza tornare da Firenze. Did you expect this kind of reaction from the Italian crowd?
We've always had really great shows in Italy, so we didn't expect it, but we were happy to see it again. They were very happy.
I got it. Dice quindi che non è che proprio si aspettasse questo tipo di accoglienza, ecco, da parte del pubblico italiano, che però comunque c'è sempre stato. Ha detto: abbiamo sempre fatto dei grandi concerti qui in Italia, e quindi è andata bene anche ieri sera. Digital Garbage is your latest record of a career that has been spanning for over 3 decades now. What kind of expectation did you have for the record, if you had any?
We don't have a lot of expectations.
I can tell.
For what's going to happen, honestly. You know, our expectations is we took as long as we needed to get a bunch of songs that we were happy with and ready to record, So after we get a record that we're happy with, you know, the expectations are finished. You know, we're happy with the record, and if people like it, that's great.
Cool. E quindi gli ho chiesto che tipo di aspettative o di obiettivi avessero con questo disco che segna un po' il trentennale della loro carriera. Dice che in realtà non avevano proprio delle aspettative, hanno sempre cercato di evitare questa cosa delle aspettative. Il loro obiettivo comunque è quello di scrivere delle belle canzoni, o comunque delle canzoni che a loro piacciono, e quando le hanno raggiunto, ecco, il livello di godimento delle canzoni da loro scritte, allora a quel punto l'obiettivo è raggiunto. As I said before, I was playing Paranoid Core, which is I think the first single out of Digital Garbage. I really like that song, and I would like to get into the lyrics of the song, if that's okay for you.
Okay, you know, I don't write the lyrics. Mark does, but
I know about that, but still, I mean, my question is, what is the song said, I feed on your fear? So I would like to know, in your opinion, what is the role of fear in the political agenda?
Well, you know, you can see that the strongmen, authoritarian leaders, you know, use fear as a tactic to get the people riled up, you know. Like, usually it's about, you know, turning somebody into the other, the enemy, you know.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened with Trump in America, you know. So, you know, Mark was just playing with that whole idea.
Yes, I totally feel that song, because something like that is happening in Europe and in Italy as well. Ho chiesto quindi a Steve di commentare un po' i testi di questa canzone del core della paranoia, che dice c'è una parte di ritornello che dice io mi cibo delle vostre paure, e quindi ho chiesto a lui qual è il ruolo della paura nell'agenda politica odierna, e lui ha tirato in causa Trump e comunque la volontà di trasformare gli altri in un nemico per crearsi un'identità forte, e con la paura che rende tutti meno lucidi. I remember when we spoke last time, it was 5 years ago, that Mark was working at Sub Pop. Does he still work there, and do you work there too?
Mark works at Sub Pop still. Yes, he manages the warehouse there.
Yes, yes, yes. I remember that.
I don't work there. And I don't work there. I live in Portland, and I work actually at a record pressing plant, at a factory making records.
Okay, so you're on the other side of the coin.
Exactly. Yeah.
And but I was asking you this because this is the 30th anniversary for Sub Pop label, which is it's a legendary label in my mind, but you probably I hope you agree with that. So
I do, yes.
Do you have any favorite records on that label?
Favorite records on Sub Pop? What would my favorite ones be? Let me think about that for a second. They've put out so many records.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, I really loved a lot of the singles in the early days that they put out for the Singles Club and things like that.
Yeah,
you know,
and they started it again just like 2 weeks ago or something.
Right. Yeah, and you know, I was pretty excited to do a split single with Hot Snakes for the 30th anniversary. That was really fun for us. You know, yeah, I kind of gravitate towards the 7-inchers. Like, I love the, you know, the Dead Moon 7-inch they did, you know.
Yeah.
The Gate Comeback, the first Tad 7-inch. You know, obviously Nirvana's Love Buzz 7-inch was pretty cool.
I heard of that band. Okay.
I love the Beachwood Sparks albums that they did in the, you know, around the turn of the century. Those were really good.
Okay, hold on, let me translate your answer. Ho chiesto a Steve Turner quali sono le sue uscite preferite sull'etichetta della Sub Pop, che da sempre pubblica i dischi dei Madani, fra le tantissime altre cose, e anche perché quest'anno appunto si celebra il trentennale di questa storica e oserei dire leggendaria etichetta. Il suo compagno di band, Mark Arma, che canta nei Madani, lui lavora, fa il capomagazziniere alla Sub Pop, quindi ho chiesto se ci lavora lavorasse ancora e se ci lavorasse anche lui. Mi ha confermato che Mark ci lavora ancora, mentre lui invece no, non lavora lì, ma lavora in una fabbrica di dischi materialmente, ma non a Seattle, a Portland. E quindi gli ho chiesto un po' quali fossero le sue uscite preferite in questi 30 anni di carriera, e lui mi ha detto: beh, lui sono particolarmente legato alle prime uscite e soprattutto a tutto il giro dei 7 pollici, quindi dei vinili in 45 giri, che sono stati resi disponibili in più occasioni e a più riprese con il Sub Pop Single Club, che è un sistema di sottoscrizione per i membri dell'etichetta. Voi versate una quota ogni tot e loro vi mandano dei pezzi esclusivi a casa. Tra l'altro ne parlavamo proprio qui in radio qualche settimana fa, perché è stato riattivato questo servizio. Steve, thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure again to talk to you. I hope to see you again in Florence next time.
I hope so too.
I have a couple of classics here on the radio database from your band, and obviously I can't decide between Suck You Dry and Touch Me I'm Sick, so would you please choose for me?
You know what, I usually say that if I would pick one song to say what Mudhoney sounds like, it's Suck You Dry.
Okay, then if you say so,
I'll go with that one.
Who am I to disagree? Thank you very much, exactly. Steve Turner.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Quindi, questa è la fine della chiacchierata con Steve Turner dei Mudhoney. Ci sono due classiconi fondamentalmente nella loro discografia, Suck You Dry e Touch Me I'm Sick. Ho chiesto, come faccio sempre, a lui di scegliere quale fosse la sua preferita, e lui mi ha detto: beh, se c'è un brano che secondo me rappresenta al massimo il suono dei Mudhoney è Suck You Dry. Insomma, se lo dice lui, chi sono io per dire di no? Again.